I'd like to open up the January 9th, 2024 organizing regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center boardroom at 6 p.m. Would everybody please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag?
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we're going to swear in the new board members. And I'd like to introduce Mayor Kurt and our new board member, Maria.
Okay, here we go. This is what we over, but it doesn't matter, does it? All right, raise your right hand. Do you, Maria Varney, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will perform faithfully your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in office? If you do, say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, I will sign that. It says Wally Oberon on it, but congratulations. Right. Welcome to the school board, and I'm really happy to have you. I'll take the other one. That one says Wally. That one says Maria. Go. All right, we'll sign that one.
All right, now you're official.
Now you're official.
So those are the labors, so like after we have president, vice president, step back. Yes.
I don't think I should have had to pay her to do this.
Do you, Walter Obert, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will perform faithfully your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in office? So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Just down here?
Well,
this is treasure. I'll just sign down here.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's hot in here.
Just get that back.
Okay, here's your pin back.
Good seeing you. Thanks. All right.
Okay, now I believe we're ready for roll call.
Mrs. Clark.
Present.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Present. Okay. I'm going to open up for nominations for president of the board.
I'd like to nominate Wally Obert for president.
Second, Amber Clark.
Is there any other nominations? Now, let's go back just a little bit. We don't need a second. Because that, if we accept a second, that means that the election's over. Because you got the first vote is the first, the second, then the person that's being nominated is three votes. So from now on, we're just going to do it with nominate, because there may be somebody that wants to run as president, and you could shut that person out very easily by just accepting the first nomination, and then somebody seconds it, and then the election's over. So I've been talking about this for 8 years now, I believe, and daggone it, that's how we're going to do things tonight. All righty.
Actually, I'd like to vote you in. I'd like to be on record.
Any other officers or board members want to be president? Hearing none, nomination for Wally, roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Now, did you want to give that now?
Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully perform and discharge your duties as President of the Board of Education of the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Congratulations.
All right.
Now, let's open up nominations for Vice President.
I would like to nominate Schutte if he would like to be Vice President.
Is that Dave Schutte?
Dave Schutte.
Dave Schutte. David, do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other nominations? Hear none, roll call.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes, I will.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully perform and discharge your duties as Vice President of the Board of Education the Hamilton Local School District, Franklin County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is elected and qualified?
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now we need a student achievement liaison. Mary Isaac, you accept?
Yep.
Is there any other people that would like to participate in that? All righty. Hear none. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. The liaison for the legislative program here at the local school board. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate Amber, please. She does a great job.
Okay. You accept that?
I do.
Any other participants? Seeing none, hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay. Report of the board.
Public participation, any?
Do we have any public participation?
We don't have any signed up.
No. Nope. So, Mrs. Isaac, would you like to start with the...
I did notice that the girls and men's basketball team got to play in Cleveland on their court. That was really awesome. So I'm sure they were on cloud nine when all of that happened.
Both won?
Yeah.
Two big wins? Yes.
That's great. Haven't really got a chance, honestly, to go to too many sporting events this winter. It's been crazy busy in my life. But honestly, I don't have a whole lot to report. I know the driver's ed, that kicked off and went well even before we went on break. Sounds like, from what I saw, we had a huge turnout for that. So
we actually had kids driving this weekend. Yeah. We did our first in cars this weekend, which is a big milestone.
I'm just super jealous that my kid couldn't do it. But I'm super excited for everybody, all the kids that are in the district, and how much, you know, we're saving the parents time, money. It's a huge opportunity for them. So
I'm really not trying to hijack her report, but just for everybody's information on that, it's currently open just to our community residents. There has been some requests, can we do this for staff member children, those kind of, can we do this for our employees? My intention would be yes to do that, but we need a little time to make sure that we've got this thing up and running enough to service our local people. As soon as we're confident that we're able to do that, I would have the intention to be able to offer it to our staff as well. So, yeah.
Okay, Maria?
I don't really have anything to report. I was at the basketball game on Saturday. We played Taze for the last time, so it was a great atmosphere. I will say at the end, Thomas and I were there just working the event, and it was probably the best sportsmanship from Taze Valley I've ever seen. And we kind of like had to hang out and wait for them to skedaddle out of the gym because they were all talking and it seemed like they all really cared about, both teams cared about each other. So that was refreshing to see. So that's kind of all I
if there's anything that you'd like to see happen in the future, you know, why you're on the board now would be.
I don't think I have anything right offhand. Maybe okay. As I sit here, I'll think of some things.
It'd be too late to. We won't let you talk.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think I have anything crazy request.
David.
Yeah, I'd just like to welcome our new board member. Believe me, it'll be interesting, and there's a lot to learn, and I believe you'll be able to handle it. And I'd also like to thank you guys for the nomination. Thank you.
Amber?
Overall, I don't have anything for my personal report. I take that back. I do have one thing I wanted to mention. I got an email from a substitute teacher that I worked with in my district last year while my co-teacher was on maternity leave, and his wife happens to work for the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and he like personally reached out just to let me know that he wanted to pass along from his wife how he has heard such great things about our district, that every interaction that they had along the way was setting that up, that I guess it's a voluntary thing, so a lot of districts will just ignore it and like not even participate, but that the staff here has been great, and that, you know, like just kudos to our district. And so to have someone just reach out to me in my professional setting to, you know, say something positive about our district, that's, yeah, makes me really proud. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I'll forward you that email, Mr. Tyler, so you can see it. But
yeah, thank you.
Other than that, that's all I have.
Yeah, that's you guys. Yeah, you make that happen. You know, the people that run our schools and run the district. You know, you guys make it happen. Dave, how many years have you had on a board?
Too many.
Too many.
Actually, I don't know. They're telling me it's 25.
It's 25 or 26.
Maybe over 25. I don't remember when the first one is. Actually, yeah. I turned 67 yesterday, so my memory's just gone. My hearing's gone. I've got new glasses. I've got false teeth. What else do you want?
Oh, it gets worse. Believe me, it gets worse. I'm 72, and I can tell you, it gets worse.
I'm the $6 million dog, $6 guy.
What I was leading into my report about is we do have the advantage of having a board member that's been around for 25 years. He's seen the worst, I believe, and he's seen the improvement, and he sees what we're doing today. We also have four different districts right here. Maria works for Groveport, and so she brings knowledge back to this board from the Groveport district. Amber works for Southwest. She's a teacher, and she brings things back to us from a teacher's point of view and a Southwest district point of view. Then it was pointed out to me today, and I'm embarrassed, but we got this gentleman that we hired from Hilliard with how many years over there?
18.
And he brings over to us everything that Hilliard's been doing. We have Mary that works for Patel, that is one of the
largest,
more aggressive, more aggressive, going to get it done, cutthroat, than any other organization I've worked for. And I worked at Patel for approximately 3-4 years. And then that pretty much leaves myself with the advantage of being 72 and raising a herd of kids and working all over the country and having the opportunity to working with some really great people of all kinds of industries. So this board may not be saturated with degrees, but when you start talking about educated, this board is very well educated, and we depend on each other, and you know, we work as a group. In the past, you've never seen any one single person come out and try to do things. One of the saddest things is I'm looking at my buddy Jim. Now the rest of us is going to have to work on reports, because we could ask Jim for a report, and by the time he got done giving his report, there wasn't a whole hell of a lot for us to discuss. This district is dedicated with really good people, and we appreciate everything that you guys do. Tonight, you've seen a mayor of a new upcoming city swear in a member of the board, her daughter, and you've seen my daughter, who is a trustee for the township, and to swear me in. And it's something that we have to remember as a community and as a school district, is that we all have to work together. The city has to work with the township has to work with the county. You know, we're all in this together. We're a unique environment. We're part Columbus, we're part Obetz, we're part township, we're part county. We got Lockbourn, and we can't forget any of these communities. And this school district can't afford to get in the middle of any squibbles that might be out there or might come about. We're an individual district that is in business to educate the children of this community. And this community is a multi group of people. So I'm really excited with our new board member. There's going to, you know, in 2 years there'll be changes. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't have more people run for office. I'll be honest with you, you're either doing one hell of a good job or nobody cares. And I'm hoping that it ain't the last one. I'm really hoping. So,
all right, your time's up.
All right. Thank you, Miss Isaac. I was taking Jimmy's place, damn it. Okay.
We do have a vote for that.
We do have a vote?
We do. That's for our board meeting dates and times.
Board meeting dates and times. Okay, that is 7:24. 7:24. Okay, we need a motion to accept the board meeting dates for
2024.
Any discussion? No discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Over.
Yes. Why would Chris slip that in on that? Okay. Financial or treasury report.
Actually, we do have comments this time. So back in 2002, Ohio Revised Code was changed to allow counties to adopt an alternative tax budget process, and Franklin County adopted an alternative process shortly thereafter. So I have already filed our tax budget, and I have included a copy for your information. And then as we get into the action items, you have the minutes of the regular board meeting for December, approval of the financial statements. The only thing I'd really point out there is December's an expensive month. Normally we have our debt principal payments due that month, which were about $1.5 million. And then it's also a three-pay month for employees. I also have in front of you policy DJH, which deals with district credit cards, and making the revisions to this policy will allow us to adopt a procurement card program. Provides us with greater insight into how expenditures are taking place. We can look at every expenditure online. And if something fraudulent happens, we can stop it immediately. The current Visa program isn't working very well, and this has the ability, once we are able to implement this, we'll be able to streamline the purchasing process and actually dump the transactions directly into our accounting system, eliminating some manual entry. Also have four transfers on the agenda. Three are cleanup for prior year negative balances in our federal programs. One is transferring money from Fund 590 to the general fund. That's a federal program account number, but actually this was an award for in 2013 for Carol Morbitzer for winning Teacher of the Year. Not sure why these monies were put in that account or why those funds are still there, but we will make use of them in the way they were intended. And finally, we need to designate Michael Sutherland as our public records officer. Mike sat through a 4-hour training so that none of us have to do that.
Other duties as assigned.
Okay, any questions on?
No questions. I don't think just thank you to those who, the donations that I see here.
All righty. Need a motion to accept the financial program?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark. Yes. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, President Obert. Just really briefly tonight, I'm excited to start the second semester. I want to welcome everybody back, and we've been back a week, and things are going really well, so excited about that. I want to welcome, obviously, Maria to the board and congratulate Wally officially on re-election. Congratulations, everybody who was elected to positions this evening as well. I want to point out tonight, or excuse me, not tonight, but this month of January is Board Member Appreciation Month. We have always had the practice here of kind of recognizing that during the February meeting, so we'll have a recognition during February, but since this is Board Appreciation Month, I want to express from my chair, I think I can speak for Brian and for Josh, we see the behind the scenes, the hard work that goes into this, and appreciate the willingness to step up and do it. So thank you very much, and you are, at least from us, very much appreciated. Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it. Simple one tonight.
Okay. Educational programs, we need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Just one is we're deleting language. Is all this done underneath OSBA recommendations?
It was. One thing I'll point out, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but just for you guys to understand, there is no longer an Ohio Department of Education. Okay, so the term ODE is gone, which obviously ODE appears in our board policies frequently, right? So now there's two entities. There's the State Board of Education, which some of these things will fall under, and then there's the Department of Education and Workforce, which we call DOE. Those two entities, we're going to have to change a lot of policy, not substantively, but just to change the name of where these things are tied to, right? So one of the items you're approving here, I think what Mr. Obert's referring to is, I think it's 11-2. Mm-hmm. OSBA is going to go through and do just like a blanket audit of all of these things and just kind of make those non-substantive changes. So that's the only kind of unusual thing here this evening. Everything else is just standard boilerplate. Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Item number 12, need a motion for approval of personnel certified. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
What's that, Mary?
Hearing no questions. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Thirteen, approved personnel classified. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Just one brief comment, President Obert. Patty Rodriguez is an item that we're voting on here. She's retiring after years of service. Rush, any guess? I mean, it's been a long time. She's still 35, but she's been working here a long time. So love her to death. Wish her a happy retirement.
Remember, it's 24.
24 years?
24?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I sure wish that some of these folks would come and get recognized. Pass it through. Anyway, roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Oakley?
Yes. Let's see. That was 13, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're
executive session
underneath items A. Now I'm going to give you a brief description of what we're doing tonight. Through the negotiations and the contract talks on Mr. Tyler's agreement, we had changed a board member, and up until tonight she was not to attend the executive session, and so now we're not going to vote on it tonight. We're going to vote on it next month, but I felt that she deserved every explanation of why we did what we did. So when she does vote on it, she's well learned of why we're doing it. It'd be unfair to anybody's contract and to a board member to expect them to vote on something that they had no prior knowledge of. So we're not going to come out and vote on anything. If everybody wants to go home, you know, this will take no more than 40 minutes.
Good luck.
40 minutes.
40 minutes, I'll hold you to it.
And then all of us is going to go home. So what's going to happen later on is we're going to come out, we're going to reopen the meeting, and then we're going to close the meeting, and then we're going to go home. So nothing special is going to happen. But if you want to stay around, you know, you're more than welcome to. So, really appreciate you guys coming out on such a crappy night. I appreciate my youngest grandson sitting there behaving himself so well. Oh, he's waving at everybody. Yay. So, do we have a motion to go in executive session? Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Over.
Yes.
6:35.